This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember how, as the pandemic really took hold, we all turned hard toward online shopping? Well, that seems to be changing if you judge by where some big box retailers are making investments. A bunch of them are spending big on their actual stores, including Target, JCPenney, and Walmart, which alone has spent $9 billion with a B dollars in the past 2 years upgrading more than 1,400 stores, some of which are now having their grand reopenings. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that one.
Have you ever had that frustrating thing happen when you're shopping at a store you're familiar with, but it's not a location you know well, so you spend an absurd amount of time looking for something totally mundane, like Q-tips? Katrin Helens, a marketing professor at UNC Chapel Hill, says that's a big box experience that sticks with shoppers.
Oh, God, I need toothpaste. Oh, I'm not going to pick it up at Walmart. It's way too big. Let me sort of quickly go to whatever other type of retailer.
Endless aisles. They're Walmart's strength, but also its weakness.
And that's where you see all these investment in the frictionless part.
Frictionless item hunting, with a store app that tells you what aisle a product is in. Frictionless pricing, with digital shelf labels. Frictionless pickup orders, with dedicated parking spots, drive-up lanes, and counters. David Bosick, who leads the retail practice at Alex Partners, says this tech-driven customer service is no longer novel.
Consumer expectations just keep growing, which is the challenge retailers face.
He says people increasingly want to shop in person again, but they've gotten used to the efficiency of shopping online, so they're less patient than ever. Thomas McMillan, who directs the Center for Retailing Studies at Texas A&M, says brands need to get ahead of customers' frustrations.
There's so much change going on. I think that if retailers don't start making these changes, they are going to be left behind.
He says even the biggest stores typically need some kind of refresh every 5 to 7 years. And now, when consumers' wallets are pinched, is the best time.
There's a common phrase that you should be investing at a time when, you know, there's recessions or when there's a drop.
It's unclear if there will be a recession, but if there is, the stores that have invested in the future will be better positioned when people are ready to come in and spend. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
You know what else is frictionless? Our podcast, Should You Miss Something on the Air. It is available to you at marketplace.org or, of course, on the platform of your choice.